This is Rebel Radio, the official podcast of TrustMeI'mAJedi.com. Welcome to a new edition of the Rebel Radio Podcast, the official podcast of Trust Me, I'm a Jedi. This is our first official episode. This is your host, Mark, and with me, as always, is Biscuit. And we can now be found, after 5 years, the website is now found at TrustMeI'mAJedi.com, the official host of Rebel Radio. All of our social media can be found there, our Facebook, our Twitter accounts. Go to the staff page, you can find Biscuit and I's Twitter accounts. And as we said, this is the official first episode. Episode 0 was kind of a trial run to see how things go. This is Episode 1, Comic Palooza 2014, the first official episode of Rebel Radio. How are you doing today, Biscuit?
Oh, I'm doing excellent. Still a little tired.
We are a little tired from attending Comic Palooza 2014 in Houston, Texas, the home base of TrustMeI'mAJedi.com. But it was an excellent con with some fantastic special guests. We had the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. We had lots of comic book guests. And yes, I said the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. We had Agent Coulson himself, Clark Gregg, Elizabeth Hinstress, Brett Dalton, Ming-Na Wah, and J. August Richards, who of course played Deathlok on the show, all there at Comic Palooza 2014. We also had an amazing lineup of Doctor Who guests, didn't we, Frank?
Oh yeah, an incredible lineup. We had Peter Davidson, Paul McGann, Sylvester McCoy, and Colin Baker.
Along with John Barrowman, who's on the modern incarnation of the show as Captain Jack, and he was a fantastic guest.
Oh, he's one of my favorites.
Going around taking pictures with babies, photobombing, taking the time with disabled people. Can't say enough about John Barrowman and how well he attended to the fans and was just an amazing guest at Comic Palooza 2014. And Biscuit, I know you're a huge wrestling fan. We had some great wrestling guests I know you were excited about.
Yes, we had Bret Hart, Kevin Nash, Lita, and Booker T himself.
That's right, Booker T right here from Houston, Texas. We also had a couple of guests from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. We had James Marshers, and who played Spike, and we had James Leary. We also had Glenn Marshauer, who's also a great guest. If you remember, he was from 24 and the Transformers. We also had a couple of big Marvel guests, one of them being the Hulk himself, right, Biscuit?
Correct. Lou Ferrigno.
That's right. And then Stan the Man Lee himself was the big guest of honor this year at the convention. We also had several members of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. We had Trisha Heffler, who was, of course, the hot Cylon from Battlestar Galactica. We had Carrie Elwes, who was, of course, Wesley and Princess Bride. Billy Dee Williams himself. Lando Calrissian was there.
Smooth as always.
We had some fantastic comic book artists. We had Mike Mignola, who created Hellboy. Greg Capullo was currently drawing Batman. We had James O'Barr, the creator of The Crow, who we will be discussing later in the show. We also had Neil Adams, who was responsible for bringing Batman into the modern age in the 1970s. Jim Steranko, who created the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., amongst other people. And it was just a the guest list was phenomenal. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. We also had hundreds of local artists, including Dan and Bond, who, of course, we mentioned we have an interview with them later. Mark Nasso, Jessica Grundy, Bob Lutke, a lot of local guys just coming and sharing their art with people. Edward Kratz, who I've gotten to know a little bit, he was there showing his art. You couldn't have asked for better local artists from around Houston, the state of Texas. Comic Palooza knows how to do it right. Saturday afternoon, we sat on the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. panel, Biscuit. What happened? Tell the fans what happened there on Rebel Radio.
Well, we were sitting there enjoying a great panel from the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Cast, and then all of a sudden, who shows up? Stan Lee and Lou Ferrigno.
They invaded the panel. Nothing was complaining. They got a standing ovation. They came in, Clark and the other members of the cast are sitting there. They were surprised as anybody.
They were shocked.
As Stan comes in and says a few words, Lou says a few words. I think people stood there for about 5 minutes, literally just clapping and just amazed at it. It was quite a scene to behold the Comic Palooza 2014. And it wasn't the only panel that got invaded. On Monday afternoon, we sat in on AMC's Comic Book Men, who we have not even mentioned yet were guests. Mike Zapik and Ming Chen from Comic Book Men were there, along with Jason Mewes, who played Jay on Jay and Silent Bob. And they did their panel Monday afternoon. They were invaded by James Leary, who was a demon on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. He is from Austin, Texas, and he was a self-confessed huge fan of their show, and he invaded their panel for a little bit.
I think he was kind of geeking out there for a bit.
He was, just a little bit. And Biscuit and I had a pleasure of meeting Jay and Ming and Mike, and they could have been more humbled and more fantastic to be here in Houston, Texas.
Oh, they are some nice guys.
They were great guests, and we do hope they come back later this year. And if you look on our Facebook page, it's in the next few days, we're going to have up pictures of them at Compalooza 2014, and we could not be happier that they were here. And are there any other highlights from the con that you want to speak of, Biscuit?
Actually, just getting to meet the guys from Comic Book Men, and I got to stand in, like, 4 feet away from Stan Lee.
Yeah. Standing in the presence of an icon,
got to breathe his air,
was pretty awesome. I mean, the guy, other than our parents, is almost, you know, he's responsible for our life. There's no other way to say it. He's Stan Lee, creator of Spider-Man, Fantastic Four, the X-Men, the Hulk,
One half of the Marvel Universe.
He is responsible for, he's the reason there's a trustmefromajedi.com. There's a reason, he's the reason there's a Rebel Radio. He's the reason for the things we love, we do, and we couldn't be happier that we had Stan Lee at Compalooza 2014, and we hope he comes back next year and we get to see him again. And Rebel Radio just couldn't be prouder to attend this con this year and to talk about it with you all. And we also have another special treat. We got a couple of promos. We got our first promos for Rebel Radio from special guests at the con. We will be playing those throughout Rebel Radio today, and we hope you hear those on this episode. And in a few moments, me and my wife are going to discuss James Abar and the Crow, and later on, Biscuit and I had the pleasure of speaking with Dan and Bond, as we mentioned, from Master of the Obvious. We'll have an interview with them later. And of course, the big reveal coming up later today is Biscuit's going to reveal his new Rebel Radio name. Remember, Rebel Radio is found at TrustMeWithJedi.com, and we have more for you in just a moment, so don't go anywhere.
This is Booker T, Hall of Famer, and you're listening to Rebel Radio. Now, can you dig that, sucker?
Welcome back to Rebel Radio. This past weekend at Comic Palooza 2014, Biscuit and I had the pleasure to sit down with Dan and Bond from Hound Comics and creators of Masters of the Obvious. Before I go any further, Bond, I just want to deeply apologize for destroying your last name. I think not once, but I think even twice. And I feel bad for that. So I hope you forgive me, and on the behalf of Biscuit and I, for messing your last name up. Right, Biscuit?
I'm not the one that butchered his last name.
Thanks for the support, as always, Biscuit. So, you guys were great sports. We thank you for sitting down with this interview and talking about your new collected edition of your webcomic, Masters of the Obvious. Masters of the Obvious can be found at mastersoftheobviouscomic.com. And like I just said, they just came out with a new collected edition collecting the first three storylines from that book. And they also have a new project out, right, Biscuit?
Yes, it's called Excelsius, the Uphill Adventures of a Boy Named Stan Lee. It promotes the Stan Lee Foundation to promote access to literature, arts, and education.
All right, fantastic. So without further ado, let's listen to the interview we did with Bond and Dan as they speak about their projects for Hound Comics, and enjoy the interview here on Rebel Radio Podcast.
So we're sitting here on Rebel Radio. We're talking with Dan Price and Bond Adami, and what's going on with Compalooza? We got something new out, right?
We do. We have a new book out, Masters of the Obvious. It's a sci-fi space parody from Hound Comics. You got characters like Dr. Byclops. He's got two eyes. The Invisible Woman, you can't miss her. Dorkulon, the Indentured Geek Robot. LeBron, the Snapping Turtle. Don't make him snap. You wouldn't like him when he snaps. And the Amazing Todd. They fly around in a battle toaster called the USS Screensaver, having pop culture adventures throughout the galaxy.
So y'all started this as a webcomic for Hound, and this is the collection that y'all have available now, right?
Correct. It's got the first three story arcs in it, so which includes Use the Farce, where they're dealing with Darth Redenbacher, an evil popcorn magnet out to control the universe. After defeating Darth Redenbacher, they go on a celebratory story arc called Boys Night Out, and then they run into a battle with the My Little Jabronis, a cross between the ponies and the Sopranos.
Right on. And so you've been doing this for a while, and the other book you've done is Latex Avenger, which I love. And so how did y'all get started with the Hound Comics? Is it through Latex? Or?
It was partially through Latex. We were at Wizard World Austin. We were debuting the latest Latex book at the time, and we just happened to run across the Hound people. Dan had a book in his hand. the guy was like, hey, let me see that. And then, you know, just one thing led to another. I tripped, we fell, and then we got it.
That's the way it works, right place at the right time. Yeah. And on top of all the things, you have the new Stan Lee Foundation project. Tell me a little bit about that.
Sure. That is Excelsior, The Uphill Adventures of a Boy Named Stan Lee. This project supposes Stan Lee as a small child long before he goes to Marvel Comics. He's a small kid with big ideas, but no way to get them out into the universe. He's just too small to ride the ride. So he's dealing with neighborhood problems and school issues, bully issues, and things like that. After being bullied by the local bully, by the local guy Glackowitz, a purple shirt wearing neighborhood devourer, and his lackey Harold, who carries a skateboard and wears a silver T-shirt, you can figure it out. They decide that they're going to go ahead and build themselves a superhero. And so Stan Lee, right now in the storyline, is recruiting himself a hero that he can stick about a million gigawatts worth of electricity in the supering process.
All right, sounds cool. So what's in y'all's feature? Is there going to, I have to know, another 24-hour comic day?
Yeah, that's so not happening. Yeah, so,
you can ask that question after you know, in the fourth day of a show when I got like 2.5 hours of sleep.
Right. I knew you were talking about one time maybe doing another one.
Yeah, no, you know, I mean, look, dude, if we could do maybe like 2 12-hour comic book days, maybe that'd be all right. You think you'd pull that off?
Yeah, I mean, that's just a work day, but
yeah, exactly. But maybe one day another 24-hour book. What do you think?
You know, I say all kinds of stupid things after I've been drinking, so, yeah, that could happen.
Well, there you go.
Real quick, I did want to mention about the Stan Lee Foundation, that we do this project on behalf of the foundation. They're trying to, they're working to remove illiteracy through arts and education. I just wanted to put that out there. You can find out more at stanleyfoundation.org.
Okay.
Sorry, a little plug there. I needed
to. Oh, no, absolutely. So, and y'all's are found at, what is y'all's website again?
MastersOfTheObviousComic.com.
Okay,
you can also find information about Excelsior on that site, as well as Latex Avenger as well.
Right.
That site has the Masters run online and the Excelsior stuff. You can read, currently right now, you can read 4 issues of Latex Avenger on that website. That's 2 more issues than you can read at this store. Where are we at? At this show right now, because frankly, it's been a damn good show, and we sold the hell out. So.
Well, that's excellent. Well, thank you, Dan and Bob, for your time. We very much appreciate it.
You have any parting words for the Bob?
Yeah, do you?
Sleep well.
Yes, I plan to after today.
Mark, Frank, thank you guys very much.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
All right, cool.
That was Dan and Bon speaking on their new comics, and we do appreciate them listening. And I forgot to mention before I mentioned that question to him what the 24-hour comic event was. It was an event that happened in Austin, Texas a couple of years ago where a bunch of comic creators got together and they just made comics for literally 24 hours. And the result of it was Dan and Bon's friendship and their collaboration. And they also, an issue of Latex Avenger came out of that. And Latex Avenger, as you heard Dan mention, is one of their books, which can also be found at their website. And again, on behalf of Biscuit and I, we just want to thank them for coming on Rebel Radio and being a part of this.
Yes, thank you guys. It was a pleasure.
Hello everybody, this is Ming Chen from AMC's Comic Book Men.
And this is Mike Zabcik from the same, and you're listening to
Rebel Radio. And you can find that on TrustMeI'mAJedi.com.
You're a Jedi?
All right, for this next segment on Rebel Radio, we have a special guest host with me, which happens to be my wife, Mary. How's it going, Mary?
Good.
Mary was with me at Comicpalooza 2014 as an assistant to TrustMeI'mAJedi.com, and she sat in with me on Sunday afternoon as we listened to James O'Barr speak about his legacy of The Crow. I did interview James O'Barr, but unfortunately lost that audio, and we just won't talk about that right now. So I recently wrote an article about 20 years of The Crow that you can find on TrustMeI'mAJedi.com, and that's 20 years of the film version. It's also 25 years since James O'Barr first published The Crow. And we sat on his panel, and one of the few things I learned that I actually did not know was that James started writing The Crow in 1981, and it took him almost 8 years to complete the first issue, hence why some of the art styles are changed and everything, because he worked on several years while he was in the service. And on the panel, he talked about the effect the movie had and on people's lives and the effect that Brandon Lee had on the recording of the film. And during his interview, he also talked about some of that and the legacy that it's left here 20 and 25 years later on the movie and the comic and how it's still relevant today. And James was mostly shocked that people are still talking about The Crow today because he never thought it would go this far. What did you get out of the panel, Mary?
I just think it's, you know, pretty cool that the film and book have been around this long and that both have become favorite, you know, cult classics. And now we're seeing that the generation that grew up with it and that initially related to it is now passing it to the younger generations. And the new fans are still able to relate to it as well, you know, 25 years later. It's also neat that Obara is behind the new film version. A film that many fans, you know, they really did not want to see made, and I didn't want to see it made at first. And then now that I heard that Obar was behind it at the panel, and he's really involved with it, it's going to be a good thing, I think.
Yeah, it may turn out special after all. In my interview that I spoke to him, he talked about Luke Evans has already tried the makeup on, and he looks phenomenal, and that Luke is really behind the project. And that it's all starting to come together. And they're hoping for a 2015 release sometime. He's thinking October 2015 for the reboot of The Crow. And I'm sure we'll have coverage of it on TrustMeWithJedi.com. So just stay tuned for more on that. Well, Mary's got to go run and do some stuff. I just want to thank my beautiful wife, Mary, for being on Rebel Radio. Thank you for being on the show, Mary.
No problem.
We have a very special tiny guest here on Rebel Radio. My little son, Michael. Mikey, what's up?
Hi, Comic Palooza was great today, and I liked it, yeah.
What was your favorite thing you saw at Comic Palooza?
The Batmobile, and, like, I liked the Spider-Man stuff, and the toys, and, yeah, everything that you could look at.
Can you do me a favor, Michael? Can you say, you're listening to Rebel Radio?
You're listening to Rebel Radio.
All right. Thank you, Mikey, for being a guest on the show. As you can see, we make it a family affair here on Rebel Radio, having the kid and the wife and everybody along for the show. And thank you for having Mary on the show, and thank you for being on the show, Michael.
Thank you. No problem.
All right. You have been listening to Rebel Radio, official podcast of TrustMeI'mAJedi.com. More to come in just a second.
Hey, you're listening to Rebel Radio Podcast. And this is Jay Muse, Snooch to the Nooch. Trust me, I'm a Jedi.com. Go there and do it.
Welcome back to Rebel Radio. And again, if you did not hear earlier, we are now found at TrustMeWithJedi.com. A couple weeks ago, we were still at the old URL, but it's official now. TrustMeWithJedi.com is the home for the Rebel Radio podcast. And as we mentioned in the Zero episode, which was kind of our tryout episode, the biscuit. My co-host's name comes from our old radio show, and Biscuit was talking about coming up with a new name, a little bit more professional for our new podcast. And Biscuit, what did you come up with?
Well, I decided to throw a little cream cheese and jelly on it, and now I'm going by Frank T. Biscuit.
Wow, Frank T. Biscuit. So basically, you're using your real name in a way and adding Biscuit. But that's professional to use your real name.
Well, yeah.
So I'm going to call you Frank T. on the air. And Frank is now new to the Twitter universe. Frank, what is your new Twitter?
Frank T. Hang on. Biscuit.
So you can now find Frank on Twitter at Frank T. Biscuit. And my Twitter, by the way, is at iGatherSpeed, is where you can find me. You can also find our Twitter accounts and other information about us on the staff page for Rebel Radio and for the Trust Me I'm a Jedi website at TrustMeI'mAJedi.com.
Yeah.
TrustMeI'mAJedi.com for all your needs for Rebel Radio, all the daily movie news and everything that's going on in the industry. It can be found every day there at TrustMeI'mAJedi.com, the home of the Rebel Radio podcast. We thank you for listening to Rebel Radio today, and remember, we are found now at TrustMeI'mAJedi.com.
Thank you for tuning in.
And before we go, just remember, all copyrights are part of Hole in the Wall Productions 2014, as well as Rebel Radio and TrustMeI'mAJedi. And please do not use any part of this without our permission. If you need to contact us, we are TrustMeI'mAJedi2009@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time on Rebel Radio. The websites and organizations mentioned in today's broadcast are mastersoftheobvious.com, thestanleyorganization.org, and we want to thank those special guests for being on today's podcast. You have been listening to Rebel Radio, the official podcast of TrustMeI'mAJedi.com. Tune in next time for the next episode of the show.